toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We were going to talk more with Brian, who was on the line, but he dropped off mysteriously just before we started the hour here. So maybe he'll call back, tell us more about the insanity that sounds like this bankruptcy law stuff is. We'll get back into that here in a moment. This might be him, in fact. You're on the air. Ampline unscreened. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hey, is this Brian?
Yeah, my battery went dead just as you came on.
All right, you're back. So you were telling us a few moments ago that there's a company that you were a contractor for that had paid you and they'd owed you $20,000 when they went into bankruptcy. All of a sudden, 2 years later, you get a letter from the trustee that's handling the bankruptcy saying that you now owe $90,000. Because apparently the last time they paid you $90,000 for your consulting that your contracting that you did with them. And so apparently because that was one of the last payments that they made before they went bankrupt, that's now been called into question. And for some reason, you owe that to the trust or to the bankruptcy proceedings?
Yeah. The way their laws work, and, you know, the bankruptcy court was not a party in the contract that I had with this company. This company said, I'll pay you $10,000 a week, payable in 3 weeks or, whatever the number was.
Mm-hmm.
And fine, that's good. So I do the work, I give them an invoice, and they pay me, and I get the money. The next week I do the work, get the invoice, and they get the money. Then they file for bankruptcy, and, like I said, I had $20,000 that they still owed me. And at the point of filing bankruptcy, all their assets are frozen. The bankruptcy court comes in there and says, you can't do anything. We got to check it out. We got to kind of, see what's going on. So I'm thinking, whatever. I'm not going to get anything at all out of this last $20,000. I'm not even going to file, for a claim. It's just over. And I went on and, did other projects.
And you're probably thinking, that sucks. I'm not going to get the $20,000, but,
what can you do?
Well.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It didn't suck near as bad as it actually sucked way worse than you expected, apparently.
Well, yeah. I mean, for 2 years, I'm, minding my own business. I have other clients, other projects, and things are going along really well. In that time, I moved to New Hampshire. Things are going great. And then I get this letter in the mail from the Denver, district or federal or whatever. I don't know what the name of these courts are. Bankruptcy court. And it opens up and says, we claim $90,000. Send it here. Thank you very much. So send a check. We need this check by X date.
Or else what?
They didn't have to say or else. The federal bankruptcy court said you owe this money. The IRS, when they send you a bill, they say, you owe us this money. They don't say the or else. You're supposed to just know that.
So will they just come into your bank account and snatch it? I mean, what if you don't have $90,000?
Get your money out of the banks.
At that point, I call my lawyer, like you always have to do when you deal with this crap. And I said, what is this? He says, you received a preferential payment. I said, what preferential payment? Well, not everybody got paid in the last, 60 days, but you did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not my fault.
No.
Are they even claiming that there was some kind of filing done before you were paid that you should have been aware of or anything like that? This was like filed after you had already collected the money, right?
2 years, yeah. I mean, the bankruptcy was filed, and at that point, bankruptcy filed, we're not going to pay anybody. I said, later, see you later. And at that point, they owe me 20, and whatever.
So what are you going to do?
Well, it's not what I'm going to do. It's what I have done. And in fact, this has been going on for 6 months. I haven't talked to anybody about this because we were in negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
But we just settled a couple days ago, and I sent a check. We ended up settling for $10,000.
Good grief.
I wanted to pay him $1,000 now.
You're $20,000 short.
And for the next 900 months.
They owed you $20,000, and you end up paying them $10,000. That is bass ackwards.
You're doing how much thousand now, and then how much over?
I said, okay, I'll pay you $1,000 now, and I'll pay you $10 a month for the next 900 months. Well, they didn't like that. You know, they were insulted. But the thing is, I'm not paying back this company. I'm paying back the so-called trustee, which is a lawyer that has been.
They're sour because they didn't get money that they wanted, and they feel like they're just going wherever they can to get it. It seems like,
that's,
oh, we're just
going
to go get some from you because you got some money.
We'll go raid all their clients.
The lawyer's going to get all this. Who knows how much is going to go to the other debtors that they didn't pay?
Right.
I mean, they knew that if they didn't pay me, you know, on week two, I'd be out of there. But they kept, you know, they kept doing this, and so, you know, they kept paying me. I kept going. As soon as they stopped paying me, you know, I went on to something else.
Man, that is awful. I'm sorry to hear about that, Brian. And at least it didn't end up being $90,000. It was $10,000, but who knows how much you had to pay your lawyer to do all that wrangling.
$6,000? Yeah, there's another $6,000. So, you know, I mean, on the plus side, I paid $16,000 instead of $90,000. But on the minus side, why do I owe anything they owe me? So it's just...
That is nuts. Would they have been able to put a lien on your house or something like that? Like, what if you just ignored the notice, just laughed at it, threw it away in the trash? You know?
It was a corporation. I mean, it wasn't me. It was my corporation.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is, you know, you guys talk about, and I've always been told that when you have a corporation, it shields you, it protects you against, you know, things like this. You know, at this point, I could just say, you can have a corporation if you want. I'll start another corporation.
Yeah.
But, no, it doesn't work that way. On the federal level, they have this so-called veil of... They lift the veil of corporate protection or something like that. If the government wants to do it, they can say, okay, Brian, you were in control of this, you were in, you know, majority control of this corporation. Therefore, everything this corporation does, which is supposed to be protected by these corporate laws that we put in place,
mm-hmm.
they go away and we can go directly after you.
Wow.
So all the stuff that they promise you with this corporate protection is BS. There is none.
Yeah, it's only good if, I guess, you're their buddy, right? And then they'll protect you, but...
Oh, yeah. If I'm a corporation giving money to the people who are supporting the bankruptcy, you know, giving money to the senators who are supporting the bankruptcy court, I'll get out of this. You know, there are plenty of corporations who have enough money to be able to do this, but I don't want any part of that stuff.
Mm.
And so they pierce this corporate veil using, you know, for the little guy who doesn't want to play their game, and they go after you anyway because you had the ability to make these decisions for the corporation.
Amazing story. Anything else you want to add tonight?
This whole concept of, you know, corporate protection is just BS unless you're, you know, the big corporations who can afford to buy a couple senators.
It figures.
Yeah. No, that's about it. Just wanted to you know, share my tale of woe. You know, I wrote the check a couple days ago, and now I have one fewer legal teams to deal with right now.
All right, Brian.
That's a good thing.
I guess. Hopefully it'll be all gone away for good at this point. And I thank you for the call and the story tonight, as depressing and sad as it might have been.
We truly have gone full circle from fiefdoms to wrangling things around again and going right back to through this new system with corporatism and all that. You know, there's this hierarchy and corporations are at the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're pretty high up there. If you look at politicians and things like that, those are the house slaves, you know.
Yep.
They're getting benefits for doing what they do, but they're in service to someone else, and it ain't us. It's not the regular people down at the bottom. You know, if you're not buying them off, and, you know, there's people above the politicians.
Gosh, man, it's just thinking about what happened to him is so frustrating. There's nothing that would have stopped them from coming back to him and saying, yeah, I think we owe you owe us $120,000.
Get your money out of banks. Whatever you think banks are protecting your money, you could not be more mistaken. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm in the process of getting, you know, I can't even imagine like what trouble I could get into because I haven't been engaged in any sort of any business dealings or anything like that. I've pretty much just been a wage slave for a long time. I don't even want to imagine. I don't know. I mean, I'm not confident with my money being in the banks, so
it's scary. I feel like I should keep just a little bit in there to make it easy to pay bills and that
kind
of thing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But above a certain amount, I'm with you, man. Put it somewhere else.
Don't have anything more in there than what you're expecting. You know, what you can lose.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything today. There's an update on the camera ban here in the city of Keene. They have banned cameras. We'll give you more information in a moment.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 915.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 941.87, 470.93 for a half ounce, or 235.47 for a quarter ounce. That's 941.87, 470.93, and 235.47.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. As we bring you the latest here on a topic we discussed in depth last night, and it appears there was a fact that was gotten a little incorrect. And I want to correct that first and then tell you about what happened today. Yesterday we had Sam here from the Obscure Truth Network, obscuretruth.com, telling us about how he was assaulted by court bailiffs in the Keene District Court, which is the same court that had Dave Ridley arrested. He's now in jail. That had Sam arrested. He was in jail for 58 days. Dave should be out later this weekend. But they've been arresting people for having video cameras and using them out in the court lobby. The same courtroom, the same court lobby Sam went to yesterday, he was assaulted by the bureaucrats there, the court officers. He was just trying to look at the court documents and take pictures of them, which is explicitly allowed in their own rules. In the government's own laws, it says that that you're allowed to come in and photograph public records. And these are public records. But they wouldn't let him photograph. Then later on, they found out that photography, what he'd said at the time, was banned from the entire city building and all of the offices. You and I went down there today, Dale, with a handful of other activists, and we ascertained that Sam had misunderstood or misread the sign. The sign actually did not ban cameras from all the city offices, though that probably would be the case if you brought cameras in the other offices, but it did only specifically ban cameras from the clerk's office. So we did misunderstand that and put that misinformation out yesterday, so I want to correct that. The cameras have been banned still from the court lobby and now from the clerk's office, which again is another public place. You can go in there and get records, and you should be able to photograph them, but they've banned cameras, and so
this cannot last. They're basically, because we're not going to let it. But they've basically they're just disregarding their own laws completely, and it's completely arbitrary. And they're doing it specifically for us. I mean, because of us. I mean, they're specific. They don't want to sign these papers that they're posting.
They don't even want to say who put them up.
Right. No one is taking responsibility for it. And a lot of what Sam is doing is trying to say, okay, who did this? Because it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even saying because it's illegal, but who did this? And they don't want to say, which I think shows that they know that it doesn't hold water. But they've already gone to the extent of arresting someone over it, Sam.
Yes.
And kept him in jail for 2 months. Over something which is probably illegal because there's no order. It's just, the blanket charge they like to give people is disorderly conduct.
Mm-hmm.
When that, what disorder, and based on the idea that they asked someone to leave and they didn't leave.
Right.
Like, you're filming, we don't want you to film, so leave, we're telling you to leave, and disorderly conduct because you did not obey us when we told you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But disorderly conduct, even, again, by their own rules, which I don't buy into, but they claim to buy into these rules.
Yes, they,
by their own law,
sworn an oath to them.
Exactly. And by their own law, disorderly conduct requires you to disobey a lawful order. And in legalese is very specific and very, complex. And lawful order means there has to be reasonable suspicion that you are going to break a law.
Or that you were breaking a law or something like that. But
right.
Just having somebody in an
office.
There's
a list of reasons, and none of them applied to the people that were being charged with disorderly conduct. So
exactly. Somebody having a camera in a public office is not inherently disruptive. It's usually the bureaucrats themselves that will come up and cause a disruption. Usually the cameraman is relatively unobtrusive and, doesn't stand in people's way and things like that.
Right. It's interesting, in cases in the past I've seen, like when Kat and Lauren were arrested in the federal office, the disruption happened not until the police showed up to arrest everyone.
Right.
And that's when everyone left their posts and got scared. And
they
were just standing there. The activists were just standing there. And they called the police on them when they weren't doing anything other than expressing their free speech, asking for a redress of grievances. And the police showing up, that's when everything got disrupted.
Yep, that's usually how it plays out. So we went down there today just to kind of feel things out. One of the reporters from the Free Keene Press, JJ, was there asking questions of these bureaucrats. Nick Ryder was also there from he's another local videographer. and they were asking questions of these bureaucrats to try to get them to explain, you know, who posted the sign, what law is this based on, where are you even going to claim your authority is coming from within your own system to do something like this? And of course, they didn't really want to answer the questions. One of the bureaucrats said that the reason they banned the cameras from the clerk's office was because there's private information in some of the files that they have there. And so I said, well, is any of that information sitting out? He says, yes, there's a note right here with some private information on it. The note.
Why is it sitting out where it can be seen? Much
I couldn't see it.
Whether it's seen or a picture could be taken of it. If a picture can take, if you can get a picture of it, or if it can be on film, then it can be seen. So don't allow eyeballs on it.
It's just that their excuse is paper thin. And they're just begging for more activism. They're begging for more people to come in there with cameras, because we're not gonna stop. They have to understand that, right? Putting up signs is not going to stop the Free Staters and the Liberty Activists up here in New Hampshire from going ahead and bringing cameras into places. All they're really going to end up getting is more people with cameras. That's what's going to happen. And I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to play out. I suggested that a whole bunch of people come in with cameras and go into the offices just because they said you can't. I think that would be the simplest thing to do. I'm sure somebody who's more creative than me can come up with something a little bit better.
Well, you understand that they're usually bluffing when they threaten to arrest someone.
Yes.
They're just trying to elicit obedience.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're trying to get you to be submissive and subservient, and that usually works. I mean, it's usually a bluff. They don't actually expect someone to disobey them at that point. They expect, okay, I'm threatening you through arrest. It's not going to get into a legal matter whether or not there's actually any laws being violated by the person they're threatening to arrest or anything like that. They're just intimidating you so that you will obey them, whether or not it's
a
lawful order or not. And it works on
most
people. And I think that you have to be ready to call them on that bluff. And sometimes they'll carry through with it because, now you've called my bluff, and now I have to do it. You know, I have to go through with it. And they didn't really want to. They don't want to. It gets them lots of negative attention. It makes progress for us in the long run. And either way, it's a losing scenario for them. And I think at some point they need to stop. I mean, they're going to have to stop. I don't know if they'll ever learn. But one way or the other, whether they keep bluffing or whether they are not, it's a win for us in the long run.
Yeah, whether they arrest somebody who's peaceful and send them to jail and spend a whole bunch of taxpayer dollars to keep them in jail, or whether they back down and turn around and don't do anything, it's still absolutely
right.
It's a win.
One way they show their cards and people see them as violent, as their authority is coming from nothing but the threat of violence and the intimidation and fear.
So just wanted to update folks. There's a video that's been posted over at freekeen.com. The city attorney came in and demanded that we leave the office. We stood in there for a little while longer and continued to ask questions. Then we went out into the hallway. That's when I raised up my BlackBerry and started clicking it live to the internet, what was happening there. And you can see what happened when I did that. He turns and scurries inside the office. He was going to answer questions until the camera came out, and then he runs
off. It's like lights on a cockroach.
Exactly what it was. So you can see it at freekeen.com. More on the way. You bring up anything, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit survivaloven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, we invite you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features. Give them all away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive free. W-I-K-I wiki.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI is the main sponsor of Free Talk Live. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call. And they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we continue here, again, take your calls if you make them about anything. In the meantime, we'll go into a couple emails here, one from Chris in Canada. He says, guys, I wanted to chime in regarding the recent call-in of a Swede requesting information about how to get to America. I think that your numbers there could be swelled considerably if someone on the ground in the state, he's talking about New Hampshire, could find some way to sponsor non-Americans to study or to work in the province. After remaining in the state for a couple of years, it's possible for foreigners to directly apply for a green card, thereby becoming full-fledged non-deportable Americans. I, for one, am looking for just such an opportunity to get there. Since I already am university graduated, I don't want to spend another 4 years and thousands of dollars in schooling, as well as finding a job willing to support a visa application is next to impossible. But if some kind of organization that ostensibly was recruiting students in the province, then I think that it would be a possible way to bring in large numbers of out-of-country activists. Only someone on the ground there could do this, of course, so I thought I'd put that out there. It's an interesting idea because we've had people call in. Of course, we talk a lot about the Free State Project on this program. The Free State Project is a movement that is encouraging thousands of liberty-minded people all to converge into the same place here in New Hampshire and get active for freedom. We've already had hundreds of people make the move so far. I made the move a few years back. Dale, you made the move a couple years ago as well. And we're some of the early movers, and hundreds have moved, but it's mostly people from within the United States because it's pretty easy to cross state borders as opposed to international borders. And so the international members of the Free State Project have really been having an issue with getting here because they want to get here, they want to get active, but at the same time there's the dilemma of, well, do I cut corners and go past the whole legal immigration process and just come there? Well, if that's the case, then your options are a lot more limited. You have to work underground, and you know you have to relatively be underground in pretty much all things. I mean, we were just talking with Bernard von Nonhaus in the first hour of the show, how one of his associates was from Canada, and when the Liberty Dollar was raided, they found out he was from Canada, and now he's still in jail as a result of that. So it could be really a difficult situation for an activist coming here from another country, living underground, then going out and doing some activism, getting arrested for it, and then ending up in jail for a long time, or deported, or wherever they would end up, versus the process of going through legal immigration, which could take years and years and years, and who knows how many thousands of dollars in fees and application fees and all that stuff, whatever bureaucratic hoops you need to jump through. It's a nightmare from what I understand, and I only understand a very little bit about the immigration process.
Oh, it's everything I've heard. It sounds amazingly daunting, because even if you get married, I mean, that's not, I thought that was an easy pass, but I've heard of people having trouble getting their spouses in, just getting like a green card for their spouse, or just getting it so that a spouse can move here. I thought that was an immediate given. You could at least move your spouse here. It might be difficult to get a green card so they can get a job, but if you're ready to support your spouse, I thought, you know, okay, they can at least move, but not even so that, much. Apparently. Apparently, that's not even a given. So it's pretty daunting.
So I think Chris's idea here is interesting. Again, I'm not an immigration expert, so I don't know how beneficial this would be. But it is my understanding that if you've got an organization that is recruiting people to come here, if it's a business that wants employees, or, as he's saying, some sort of sponsor to bring people here to study.
I've heard of that. People are getting visas for a specific job.
Yeah.
If your work is willing to sponsor you. And things like that.
So what would that be? I don't know. Maybe it's something like the CD Evolution Fund could get involved with. I really am not sure. Maybe some sort of, although then again, CD Evolution isn't an incorporated entity as far as it being like a 501c3. So I don't know what the responsibilities here are of whatever the organization is that's doing this. I don't know if the Free State Project could do this. It's certainly not their mission. But what he's suggesting is some organization could be started, maybe the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Who knows? Some organization should step up and actively recruit people internationally and be that kind of that go-between that it makes it that may make it a little easier for people who live internationally to come here to New Hampshire and get active.
It does sound like it's worth looking into. I think the idea of a some sort of charitable organization or nonprofit ought to be able to do that as well, and it'd be worth looking into. I hate the legalese. You know, that's not my thing, but I know there are some members of the project, some activists who are good at that and enjoy it and have an aptitude for it. So that'd be someone like that can look into it.
Yeah, I don't know how profitable it would be as far as whether you could actually make it into a full-time job or anything like that.
You know, there's a lot of people who are here who are already, who by choice want to live sort of underground to some extent or another. Some people are doing that by choice. They're agorists, or for whatever reason, they want to be out of the system.
Whatever it is, it works for you, I support it. I mean, this is an idea for people that don't want to go underground.
Right.
This is an idea for people that want to be above board, at least to some extent, and go through the legitimate immigration process. Not that I personally believe it's legitimate, but that's the system, right?
Yeah.
If you don't go through it, then there is that chance that they could throw you out. Of course, they could throw you out anyway if they want to.
That's the people who have their elaborate justifications for using violence against innocent people that we have to deal with.
You know what?
They're a reality that we have to deal with.
You know what I was just thinking, Dale, when I said that they could just throw you out anyway if they wanted to? It made me realize that what would happen, and maybe somebody that knows about immigration can call on this at 800-259-9231, but What if, imagine you were born in another country and you heard about the Free State Project and you wanted to come here and get active, and so you did go through the process. Let's say there was some organization that was willing to sponsor you in that made it a little easier for you to come here. You go through whatever that process is. You spend however many years it takes to make it happen. You spend however many thousands of dollars it takes to make it happen. So you jump through all the hoops. You go through the process and you make it, right? You're one of the few that actually makes it through the system, because there are a lot of people currently in the immigration process at various different levels, and it's a slow, slow bureaucracy, and they have arbitrary numbers that they've set that say that, well, if we've already gotten X amount of people from Guatemala, we're not going to take X plus one. You know, we've already got enough. We don't want you. So it's very difficult to get in. But presuming you make it through all that, what if you then go and engage in civil disobedience? Could they then say that now that you're a criminal, so-called, you know, you've been arrested for civil disobedience, that we're revoking your citizenship, we're revoking your green card or visa or whatever the hell it is. I don't know what all the documentation is. But could they say that, well, we had given you the citizenship thing, and now we're taking it back. You're deported. You're out of here.
It's a good point. It's another example of what you've brought up before. If you choose to do business through the white market, get your permits and get all the approval processes and let the people inspect to make sure your restaurant is sanitary and all those things. Anytime you're trying to go through the white market, they've got something to hold over your head now.
Sure.
And so, and it's, you know, and it's the same thing if you have a charitable organization that's getting certain amount of tax money, certain amount of funding from the government, there's almost inevitably strings attached to it. And so, you know, if you decide to go through all that stuff, there is something that they've got to hold over your head. And it's just another example of it.
And who knows?
I think it's all that more encouragement for people to stay outside the system as much as possible.
Because what's the worst that would happen? I mean, if you got caught, if you were an underground immigrant here in New Hampshire and you got caught, it would seem the worst that would happen would be they'd lock you up for a while.
And then maybe deport you. Yeah. Yeah.
So you go back to where you came from.
The potential harm is a lot worse if you have a lot invested.
That's true. So something to think about for those of you out there looking to help people get here into New Hampshire, which is something that I fully support, whatever it takes.
And there are things you can do without doing civil disobedience yourself.
Sure.
Be helpful.
Absolutely. Behind the scenes, lots of stuff can be done. 800-259-9231. Hate mail coming up.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, seed vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll go into, continue digging into the email box here as we get to a little bit of hate mail. It doesn't come in very often.
I always get a little bit excited when you mention that
really?
There's some hate mail. I don't know what it is. I think it's the same way with my own site when someone sends me a visceral, hateful-filled message and whatever. I just kind of go, you know, you're getting under someone's skin or they're having some cognitive dissonance.
You're doing something right.
Something.
You're doing something right when you get hate mail because it means people are paying attention, even the ones that don't like what you have to say. So we've gotten some of it here, and it hardly ever comes directly to me. Usually the way we get our hands on hate mail is that somebody will be listening to the radio, because if you're an internet listener and you're tuning in to Free Talk Live based on somebody's recommendation or you saw an ad or whatever, you listen to the show and you don't like it, odds are good you're just going to turn it off and never come back. You don't really have anything invested in Free Talk Live as an internet listener, as a brand new Free Talk Live internet listener. You'll just turn it off and go away. You're not going to write a letter or write an email to the host of a show that you don't really even care about. You have no real connection with, right? So our internet listeners are more likely to be in agreement with us on things, and so less likely to actually go ahead and write any sort of hate mail. Sometimes we'll get critique from internet listeners. Sometimes it's not the most tactful critique.
Yeah.
But
still, more leaning in the direction of constructive criticism.
Right. Whereas a radio listener feels like they have a connection with their radio station, and they may really enjoy listening to a Rush Limbaugh or a Glenn Beck or something like that during the daytime hours, and then all of a sudden they run into Free Talk Live on Saturday nights, which is a complete 90-degree turn from whatever it is that's on during the daytime, whether it's a progressive station like we've got over in Vermont or in Eureka, or whether it's one of the more traditional conservative talkers. Free Talk Live is a complete left turn or right turn, all things depending on whatever the format of the station is. And so these listeners have their selves invested in sort of the concept of what they believe to be talk radio. And, of course, most of them, the ones that write and get angry, are mostly from the conservative side, just because that's the most of the stations that we're on.
Right.
50 stations.
It's a relatively new thing for, you know, there aren't that many progressive
radio station.
So that's where we get most of it from, and still there's not a whole lot, because it still requires the program director of the station who receives the email to think about us and to go ahead and hit the forward button and forward it on to me for me to even see it. So our new station in Tallahassee, WFLA-FM, has only had us on for about a month or a month and a half at this point, maybe even not even a month and a half, but they've had us on for a few weeks, and they've gotten some negative response, of course, especially once you make a change. If you change something on your radio station from one program to another, the fans of the old show are going to be upset. It's just a given, right? So the interesting part about this is the people that are writing didn't even like the old show. The show that we replaced, Mike McConnell, which is this syndicated product out of the Clear Channel that he's on during the day, and some stations run him at night in a delayed broadcast, which is why they replace him with us, because we're live. Makes sense from a programming perspective. You want to put the live show on.
Sure.
If it's a
good show. People can call in and things like that.
Right.
Especially for a call-in show.
Exactly. And presuming it's a decent show, obviously if the show's crap, you don't want to replace a recorded show with a crappy live show. But they replaced this Mike McConnell guy, and so the last one we'd read, the dude couldn't even remember, the emailer couldn't even remember the name of the show that used to be on, but he knew he liked it better. He couldn't even remember their name. This guy says, I am shocked at the addition of the current program, which has apparently replaced Mike McConnell's show. I didn't much care for his show, but it was hundreds of times better than these idiots currently playing on the radio now. They have a habit of bashing religion, specifically Christian religion, for no reason. With tonight's show, their baseless claims make me wonder about their agenda. They sound like a bunch of wannabe college radio types as it is. Their apparent lack of life experiences definitely show in some of their weak opinions. So,
should we talk about life experiences? I can't think of many people my age who can tell you as many stories as I can of all the different things that I've been through, I'm telling you. But go on.
You are older than Mark and myself.
That's true.
You're the one of the elder two gentlemen on the program. Wayne, I think, has got you beat out by a few years.
Oh, really? Okay.
But yeah, I think Wayne's in his 50s.
Yeah, that would be older than me.
So
looks good for in his 50s, if that's the case.
But it's an easy attack to say that, well, we're young guys, and certainly you are younger than the average talk show host. Most of the talk show hosts in the industry are in their 50s and 60s, and some of them are even older than that. So it's easier to attack us for being young, but let's put that one aside. And look at the idea here that we have a habit of bashing religion, specifically the Christian religion. Again, this comes into play that this guy expects talk radio to be white, conservative, Christian talk radio. That's what he hears when he hears talk radio. And true,
I think it's a rare subject. Usually it's because someone calls in and brings up, you know,
their beliefs.
A Bible passage or something like that, and we might talk about it, but we're not particularly religious oriented, and that's what it comes down to.
I think we're not
preaching.
Well, we've talked a lot about when theology comes up, we'll dig into the topic. I mean, certainly we'll dig in, and we won't hold back on how we feel. And I know that Mark had a real Christian upbringing, as far as he went to a Christian school when he was a kid, and he's got he's got a bit of a grudge, I would say, against Christianity as an organized religion because of that. But I think a lot of the things we discuss as far as our approach to life and our approach to activism is very in line with many Christian ideals. And I think we've pointed that out before. The idea of peace and love and turning the other cheek and forgiveness, all of those are very Christian ideals. So I think what's offending this guy is any sort of direct mention that we don't appreciate Christianity as an organized religion. That's offensive to him. Probably offensive that we would say things like, well, if you support the war, you're not a good Christian, that kind of thing, because I'm sure there are a lot of Christians out there, self-described Christians, that are warmongers and that also believe that they're Christians and are very offended by that idea.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I don't know that I've heard that. I certainly wouldn't say that, because I don't feel like it's my place to judge what makes someone a good Christian or not, because that's not my thing. So
I'm not a Christian, but I do understand a few things about the religion. I do understand, having spent a number of years in the religion, and Mark certainly is far better educated on it than I am.
Sure.
I think that he comes from a position of somebody who's read the Bible several times and who went to a Christian school. I went to Christian camp for a number of years, and I spent some time at a Presbyterian church as I was growing up. So I've certainly got as much experiencing Christianity as the average American, I would say.
Sure, I have a fair amount of experience too. I've read most of the Bible. I went to front to back. I was raised Southern Baptist. So I have my own experiences. I still, though, it's sort of like I've chosen to, I don't describe my religious beliefs that way anymore. And so I just don't choose to judge, you know, it doesn't feel appropriate for me to say what is or is not a good Christian.
Well, I have no problem saying it, because it seems to me that if the Christians want to say that the Ten Commandments are their highest laws, one of those commandments says, thou shalt not kill, and that's war true. Is killing.
Well, you know,
so
it, I guess the analogy there is we're constantly criticizing the lawmakers for not obeying their own laws.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's I don't subscribe to their laws as a voluntarist, obviously, but they, like you said, swore an oath to them. And so I guess in the same sense, you could point that out and say, look, this is what you claim to believe, and
Jesus,
you're not consistent about
people.
It.
Jesus was not a killer. That's not the way he solved problems. So I'm just observing my observations of the Christian religion and how it clashes with what many Christians actually support and what they believe in.
True.
But it's going to offend people. And so he says, I don't care much for coast to coast, blah, blah, blah. But these lamers on the radio are anti-religion bigots and seem to be bashing Christianity every time I seem to tune in. I was hoping it was just a temporary thing. I never thought I would say this, but I do miss the old show. So thanks for the email, whoever you are. I don't get to find out who they are, but figured I'd share that with you.
I think that, you know, inevitably when there's an email, I think maybe this is it. Maybe this is why I get excited about these emails. Whenever it's something that worthy of reading on the air, it's probably juicy. You know, someone's going to say something that just, and it's just fun to dig into it. You know,
it is, because these are people that are responding. And they're not really listening. They're not really paying attention. They're just hearing some sort of keyword that is offensive to them. Christians.
That sounds like half the comments that I get on your blog, on my own website. Yeah,
anarchyinyourhead.com. People who are just not really getting it.
I see people. It's like they ignored what I wrote. They're responding to something they heard someone else say somewhere else, and they're just repeating talking points. Do you ever get that? You get that sense that someone is just repeating a talking point, and I'll get the same comment like 10 times on 5 different blog posts. And
we
got to
get them over there before they get us over here, that kind of stuff.
You've responded to it a dozen times. After a point, you just want to direct them to the place with the answer.
Right. It's frustrating, and this is something that it ties back into a conversation we were having earlier in the week about cognitive dissonance and how it is that people want to hear things that they want to hear, and they don't want to hear things that might contradict with their belief system. And so when he hears us talking about Christianity and things like that, he completely tunes out and doesn't really listen to the content of what we're saying, because he doesn't believe that there's anything of value to it. More on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.